Well, good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. We are live in Dallas, Texas this morning. Is the Dallas airport in Dallas? DFW is the most confusing airport on the planet. I've traveled to lots of places. I texted my wife last night. I've gotten myself all around Europe on my own, gotten myself around South Africa on my own, Costa Rica on my own. I've done lots of things, but I couldn't find my way out of the Dallas airport. Let me just tell you that real quick. And I posted about it last night, by the way, on my Instagram. So you need to go see it because my hotel is in the terminal.
Yep.
But I couldn't get there. It was just fascinating. But I'm here now, which is great. So you need to go watch it, everybody, on James D. Shaw on the Instagram. It's quite hilarious. This airport is wild. Anyway, I'm doing ALC clinic today and tomorrow. So today I get to meet with the leaders from North Texas, Memphis, New Mexico. So I have to somehow find my way to the Dallas Preston Road Market Center, which is where I'll be today. And then tomorrow I get to meet with all the ALCs. So it's going to be great. And I'm excited to be here in Dallas. And yes, I did get to my room last night. I'm so glad that you've chosen to be part of Pivot Shift Ahead this morning. We'll have a great call, as I say every day. I just think every call is great because you chose to be here. And we're going to wrap up our conversation from yesterday first. Yesterday we talked about if you had a DeLorean, could go back in time and give yourself advice as a rookie agent based on what you know now, what would you tell yourself? There were 27 hands up that we didn't get to yesterday. So if you're one of those people, raise your hand back up because that's what we're going to fill between now and 8 o'clock Eastern. And then number two is at the top of the hour. I have been very blessed. I got lucky and my friend Brad Stahlberg was able to send me an advanced copy of his new book that comes out in January. It's called The Way of Excellence. I've been reading through it. And he texted me this morning because I posted about it. And he said if his kid wasn't still asleep, he'd hop on the call. But he talks about what is and isn't excellence early on in this book. And it made me think of this community. And so we're going to talk about what is and isn't excellent. And I'll give you a little sneak peek of Brad's book. I think it's really cool. So we'll talk about that at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. But let's finish up our conversation from yesterday. So Cindy, you're up next. We did this rookie conversation yesterday because I had Jay Papasan on the Wednesday webinar and we talked about the rookie book and all these things, but it made me wonder, what advice would you give to yourself starting out? Now you sell a ton of houses a year, Cindy. You sell 300-400 houses a year. So I'm curious what your advice would be.
Yeah. So, one, like we talked about, you have to remember that you are the CEO of your brand and manage your time, your money, and your marketing like a business. And that's hard to think about when you're first starting. But the mindset that you have to put is consistency beats intensity. And the ones that I watch them, I teach these classes at the office, and the ones that prospect daily, follow up relentlessly, they keep learning and they stay financially disciplined. They're the ones that make it because there's like someone said yesterday, you go to the family reunion, you go in that hall and you start buying because you think that, oh, that's going to make me better. And I think one of the things that nobody, told us about is when you do your deals, set aside 20 to 30% of each commission for taxes for sure. And that was huge thing for me when I first started. Nobody told me that. I didn't know I'd be paying, $60,000. I had zero idea. And invest in what matters. Training, marketing, and relationship buildings pay off. That is the most important thing. I said, make friends with whoever you can make friends with and do things that don't feel comfortable and go out of the normal to meet people. When I say go to the same grocery store line and meet the person and talk daily to them, do those stupid things, that it seems so dumb, or go walk in to pay your gas to talk to those people. I've sold two gas stations, 7.1 million and the 3.1, by going in and talking to the people that own the gas station. So going and doing things that feel uncomfortable to you are probably the most. And don't forget to take classes, watch webinars, one of these, and shadow experienced agents. That this is one of the best ways you can shadow is getting on every morning at 7:30. It's an automatic for you.
Cindy's one of the top agents in Keller Williams, the top agent in her region. And here she is on this call every day. And she just gave you like all the advice you need. The couple of things I'll pull out. There'll be 1,000 people on this call today. That means there have been 950 of them that have had a tax issue. Just because no one thinks that we don't get taught about it. We don't think about it necessarily. this is a driver, get it done type of behavior. And so it's just, I don't know, it's just a, it's a gap that happens for a lot of people. So save aside for that. Next one I would tell you is, once you cap, to continue the financial conversation, for those of you in the Keller Williams world and you, we talk about capping, once you cap, continue to run the business on a 70-30 split. Just always run the business on a 70-30 split. You take the taxes out, and then you keep the then you take the other 30% after you've kept and just put it in some other account. And then you have choices. It can be, it could be rainy day, you could use it to invest in you know, real estate if you wanted, or invest back in your business. When you have your first hire, you're not worried about how to pay the bills, or if you go through a gap in your production, you still have some reserves. So that would be the next piece of advice. Next, you're already into training and education, or you wouldn't be up on this call every day. And so it's invite others to it. I mean, it's all that stuff. Cindy, thank you. Oh, and go meet people, which is why I think coming to our events or KW events or wherever you go is so important. The value of the event is the relationships that you build. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it. We're talking our rookie advice. We're finishing up from yesterday because we had more hands than we could get in. Patricia Cruz, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. For me, there are three things. The first one is to create a new routine that includes your mindset and also a reminder of your vision board for the following year. The second one is to take Ignite and apply what you learned there. And the third one is learn command and apply it.
It's go from inspiration to perspiration. That's what she's telling you to do. You got to eventually get into action. Thank you. John Tramble, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Cindy, I think after Cindy, we can just...
We can be done. Can we leave now so I can find my way out of here to get to Dallas Preston Road?
Call the Uber, say, hey. Anyway, she touched on something I was going to say is your finances. Learn about your money is different than working a 9-to-5 job. So learn all the ins and outs about money. I am still learning. So do that. The other thing is have a good sit down with your family, because you, when you're first starting, you're answering the phone at all hours of the day. You're staying up late to write offers or learn about writing offers. So your time with your family could get sacrificed. So have a serious conversation with your family and help them
know what it might look like for a little bit.
Yep.
John, thank you. Hey, Jolie, good morning. I know you get passionate about this with what you're doing in the Market Center.
I love this topic. And we're running the Rookie Real Estate Agent Book Club right now. It's so good. It's like a truncated version of Ignite. And a little bird has told me that Ignite is, well, I know it's in final phases right now of the new Ignite, and it's very similar. So I'm excited for the new Ignite as well. But I posted a question the other day, actually, in the Pivot group, and got some great answers. What's something not taught in real estate school that should be? I copied the answers into ChatGPT, and this is what I asked it to kind of summarize. These are the points that it came up with. Treat it like a business from day one. Lead generation is the job. Time block like your life depends on it, because it does. Relationships are greater than transactions. Keep learning, stay curious. Mindset is everything. Manage your money and remember why you started.
Good advice. Yeah, I loved your question that you asked the other day. Tisha, good morning.
Good morning.
So the advice that I would have liked to have and would give would be to lead with revenue. That would be the biggest one for me. Lead with revenue and leverage your vendor partners and those that have the finances already to be able to help provide things for you. As well as, like, if they're already having big events, like community events, you can actually join in and have a booth there. And usually they either need people to have booths so they don't charge you, or it's a very, very low fee. And then also just stay away from the shiny objects, because shiny objects get you every time. And they look so great when you get started. And then next thing you know, you're paying extreme credit card bills. So
yeah, let's not do that. That's good advice. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, it reminds me of something Leah Jones told us a while back. You remember this? Where she said she did the movie night in the park. Leah, correct me if I get this right. Because Tisha's saying doing free events. there was a movie night in the park, but you didn't have a budget, but you sent out to your database, hey, come to the VIP section. And all it was you got there early. I feel like that was it. Oh, I call on Leah the one morning she's not here. Yeah,
that was it.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Okay, she's not here. That one morning, Leah's not on. I like call her out. But that's an example of you can have an event without a budget. And it was just she messaged the database and said, come to the VIP section. All she was get there early and lay out blankets. And I think she went to Five Below and picked up some candy and stuff for him. But that's a budget. That's a event without a budget. Like there's always an opportunity if you go find it. All right, Dean Moss, you're next, buddy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, James. Thanks for the opportunity. Hope you're enjoying Texas. I hope you can find where you're going fairly soon.
I got to figure out how to get out of here. It's very confusing.
I know that airport, man, and it's a little crazy. I was stuck going around and around for a long time when I first moved. I first ran out there. A couple things. Number one is persist, because it's so easy to get daunted. And so, you know, so many times we train people in the market center. I'm on the crew that does that here. And they give up too soon. Don't give up too soon, because you don't know where that summit is, just right beyond your hand. So persist and don't give up. And the second thing is so important, and people don't realize it's what I call, I learned to call, and it's not my phrase, but CTO, come into the office, all right? You know who originally said that. So come into the, it's Wickman, Floyd Wickman. Floyd Wickman, he's my early mentor, good guy, still around. When you come into the office, you're surrounding yourself with top producing people, okay? And it rubs off on you. You don't have to do much. Just sit there, listen, learn, help, volunteer, learn from classes in the market center. Participate is very important as well. But CTO, come into the office and you'll get better quicker. That's what I did. And that's what I still do to this day. So thanks for letting me share, James.
You got it. Orly, good morning.
Good morning. So a couple of things. I started before there were CRMs. I have top producer now for 32 years, as well as command.
Wait, do you have it on your desktop?
I do. Yeah. I got it when we got floppy disks. So, but having a CRM looking, so it's Covey's rule of think with the end in mind. How are you going to need this CRM 5 years from now or 10 years from now? All the details, when they closed, their birthdays, the details about their family. If I knew then what I know now, my CRM would have started much more robust. The other thing was, you know, in some industries like advertising, PR, Hollywood, there's gophers, mentorships. Make yourself a gopher. Volunteer, you know, to help a top agent and shadow them. That's what I did, whether they liked it or knew it or not. I would just sit there listening to what they were saying, how they dressed, you know, how they carried themselves. So make yourself, and to Dean's point, you have to come into the office in order to do that, but really emulate the top agents. And then I had a to-do list and a not to-do list, because I remember the top agent in the office was super successful and professional, but very arrogant and condescending to the other agents in the office. Mm-hmm. And I said, if I ever got to that point, which I did, and she left the office because I was number one at that point, be humble, give back. So have a to-do list and a not to-do list.
Love that. That's a great idea. Something came up in the chat. Somebody said, new agent, new market, no sphere. Like, how long is it going to take? And my thought around that is, market's irrelevant. Don't really care about the market. Market doesn't determine your success. It determines your strategy. Market doesn't determine your success. It determines your strategy. So you have to decide what's the strategy, and you're getting strategy. Orly's giving you strategy. Dean's giving you strategy. Everyone's giving you strategy. So you have to decide what do you want and what are you willing to do to get it, and then go pursue those things. So to tell you how long it will take is an unanswerable question. Because I don't know what you want. I don't know what you're willing to do. And I don't know how bad you're willing to, you know, how bad you want it and how hard you'll pursue it. But I will tell you this, and I think everyone needs to know this. The state of the market is irrelevant to the individual agent. It does not determine your success. It does determine your strategy. It doesn't mean it's not going to be hard. It may be hard, but you got to be willing to do the work. Orly?
Jay, yes, one more thing. Speaking of keeping the end in mind, think about your exit plan. If you have a robust, good business and you've got a clean P&L statement and you've got a great database and systems, think about your exit strategy of either selling that business or handing it over to somebody else. So think with the end in mind.
Perfect. Telly, good morning.
Good morning, James. Thank you for the opportunity. One thing I just realized that no one's mentioned about is really your big why. Honestly, understand and know as a rookie agent, what is the reason? What is the business you're trying to grow? What is making you want to do all of these things? And then you need to determine, where do you want to get your business? You need to figure out, do I want to call expired? Do I want to call for sale by owners? Do I want to do this? You know, make sure you also call your entire phone. Those are possibly your biggest raving fans and every single person in your phone. So that's one of the biggest sources that you could possibly start to start getting people's attention that you are a realtor, as I say, a real person. The next thing I definitely will say is that you need to go and get training. If you're in a market center at KW, go to Ignite. If you're not, go on Pivot, go on our playbooks, go join Inspire. There's all these wonderful playbooks. There's wonderful, wonderful information to help you to really have an amazing, amazing life. And once you have and know what you want to do, start going and getting role play. Find some groups, start figuring out how to say and what to say so that, as my good friend Tyler says, practice doesn't make it perfect. It makes it so you can't get it wrong. And it's better to practice with us than it is in the real time. And as Dean said, you couldn't say it better. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Write your affirmations and just know that you're a rock star. You've got this. And just tell yourself that every day and you will be great. Thank you.
Love it. I'm curious if all of the Zoom lead gen Zooms that we have, Paul and Lee, Breeze Original, I forget who's now leading that. Let's see. Kristen Jungles has one. Tulio has one. Is Marsha, you still doing yours? I don't know who's doing the West Coast one. I'm curious, are all those like maxed out? Are they like jammed full and you can't get in? I'm just curious. And the thing that I feel like is likely true, I don't have judgment, by the way, if you're not leveraging that and that's not part of your play. This is not about placing blame or judgment. What it is saying is, if you aren't on track for what you wanted, your own goal that you came up with, and you're not on pace for it, then are you leveraging the tools around you to be able to support you? And if you're struggling with lead gen, then are you getting on a call to help support you with that? That's free, right? That's all. So it's not about judgment. It's just saying that if you are in a space of struggle with that, leverage the tools around you, like Telly's telling you to do. Thank you. Marilyn Burke, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, James. I think some tips, they should get their DISC profile done with their team leader and or do a KPA and find out their strengths and how to talk to others. So that would be the key to that. One of the tools that I learned first was the 411 on Productivity Warriors, and taught myself and wrote a business plan. You need a plan. So I think you have to make a schedule and stick to your schedule. And the last thing would be, you have to make the wedding list. I was kind of flying around, oh, I know people, but I never contained them into a database till probably my second year in real estate. And that was the game changer, because then I could see the names. I was not a good lead tracker, lead follow-up. I just took the immediate. So get into some kind of tracking system. And those would be my tips. And then soon after, get a coach. I like what Orly said. I shadowed everybody. All the top producers, don't say anything on the appointments. It's not your turn to talk. Just watch, listen, observe, and do open houses. 4 open houses in a weekend, you'll pick up 1 buyer, 52 weeks in a year. It's easy math. Door knock, expired FSBOs. Practice on the people that you don't know. And that would be my tips.
Let it build, right? You don't have to implement everything Marilyn just told you in 13 seconds. Marilyn would, by the way, that's the type of behavior is. She would go implement all those things. And so we're like, I don't even know where to start. Start with the one that you like. This is what we talked about for a while is, you know, figure out what works and then ask yourself, do I like what works? And if you are, you know, not sure what works, then figure out what you like. What is it that you're willing to do and go do that? Adriana Rodriguez, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, one of the biggest things that you helped me actually get there was the fact that I needed to understand that this is a business, is not a hobby, is not just a job. This is my business. And then when I was able to put that against the restaurant that I used to have, then I was able to see, oh goodness, this is very inexpensive business compared to go start up a restaurant. In my case. So yep. Then from there, I took it into, okay, well, let me understand how I treated people when they were coming into the door to eat at my place. And then from there, I'm able right now to tell you that the best thing to do is treat it like it's a business. Then for me, a restaurant, I thought, okay, well, serve first, sell later. How can I make my client's life better? Then do consistency, because that's going to build my reputation. Then from there, I mean, that's going to be my brand. From there, how am I going to present myself to my clients? And then how am I going to present my listings, my job, my work? And then treat everybody like they're a VIP. Every client that was walking into the door of my restaurant, I was treating them like they were VIPs. Am I doing that into my business? Then from there, this is a huge one, guys. Somebody just won a big promotion because of this. Handle the heat with grace. Handle the heat with grace. Do not get in altercations with the other agent. Try to get to closing table. Try to help each other, and teamwork makes it flow. And that's it.
True story. Adriana, thank you. Tony, you get the last word this morning. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. Thank you, James. My advice would be to myself to think like a caveman. There are only three places that my next meal can come from. I can hunt for it. I can gather it, or I can grow it. By far the easiest of those three is to grow it, but growing it takes time. You've got to plant those seeds and take care of that garden. I would do that first thing. And for me, that garden, that's my sphere. Like I need to know who I'm going to reach out to, how I'm going to reach out to them. And then I can go gather by doing open houses or FSBOs or expireds, or hunt by farming, prospecting, setting traps out there in the wilderness. But it comes down for me to mindset and understanding that garden takes time. And so that's got to start on day one. And then I also like what Dean and Orly said, come into the office. That is huge.
I agree with all that. Great shares today. Thank you, Tony. That was a perfect ending. Thanks to everybody who shared their thoughts on it. We started this conversation yesterday. So if you're listening or watching today and you missed the conversation yesterday, you can go back, watch the recording on YouTube or the Facebook group, or you can go listen to the podcast version on any podcast platform. Just search Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. And then if you want to know more, Jay and I did a session yesterday about the Rookie Real Estate Agent book that's out, which, by the way, you get a discount on because you're in Pivot. And so anyway, if you want to hear the podcast of Jay and me, you can go to your podcast platforms and search Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind and it'll pop up. We're turning all the Wednesday webinars into a podcast episode same day, 2 o'clock Eastern, it drops so that you can go listen to it. Or you can go to my website and watch it or my YouTube channel. It's everywhere. And then if you want the Rookie Real Estate Agent book, 15% off, you go to kellerinc.com. You know, it's ink, like ink on a page. kellerinc.com. Buy the book. Pivot 2025 is the promo code. Pivot 2025. Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It is your friend James Shaw. We are live on Facebook, inside the Facebook group this morning. We are on YouTube. We are on Zoom. We're on your major podcast platforms, and we're glad you're here. We wrapped up this morning our conversation around the rookies and the advice you'd give to a rookie. So if you missed it, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube and missed it, go find the podcast version. It's really good. Today, we are going to do this. This is Brad Stolberg's new book. He's become a great friend of our community. He wrote a book called The Way of Excellence, and I've been reading through it. It doesn't come out till January, but I was lucky. He sent me a little early edition, and I've been reading through it, and the question came up of what is and isn't excellence. I posted about it on Facebook this morning, got some really cool answers. We're going to unpack it today on the call because we're all in the pursuit of that. We're in the pursuit of excellence, but wouldn't it help us to be able to define it and know what it is and know what it isn't? So we'll talk about it this morning, which will be great. We'll do that. But before we do that, something good. Masha, good morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to speak to the power of this community, both inside and outside of real estate. This past week, I was lucky enough to receive a connecting referral from Jack Smith. And that realtor he connected me with brought a beautiful human being into my life that I know that through helping him find his new home in Chapel Hill, he is going to be filling my cup. He's not going to be draining my cup because he's so much in alignment with me. So just having authentic relationships with people in this community can really bring people that uplift you. And I have a huge shout out to Robin McCoy in the Dallas, Texas area. I had a family emergency come up this past week. My brother-in-law is dealing with stage 4 terminal bladder cancer, and he had an emergency visit to the hospital. My husband had to fly out to Dallas. I couldn't fly out with him, and he's going to need resources to help my brother. And the only person I could think of to call in that moment was my friend Robin McCoy, and she opened up her vendor list to my husband, who within 24 hours, her people were in this house fixing it up, finding support people for at-home care, taking care of animals that weren't able to get taken care of. And I have just huge love for Robin, and I wanted to share that with people. These relationships really help you in ways that are just unimaginable.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Jessica Wright, good morning.
Mute button. Thanks, James. Mine is really more of like a support and prayer request, but I'm super excited. I have always wanted to do blessing baskets, but have let fear be in the way of my goals of jumping in that community and doing that event. And so I finally did it, and I'm super excited. The encouragement here and just watching everybody be so successful. I did switch mine up though. I'm going to create Feeding with Hope, and I'm feeding the homeless kids in our schools here. So I have a whole plan out. I have a budget. I have a huge goal of raising $9,000 to create 3 meals a day for 5 days in a row for Thanksgiving break for the kids. I've made connections with the principals at the schools where the homeless kids are enrolled at so that I can make sure we get those dropped off. And I'm just super excited. And if you guys will keep me in prayer that I get this $9,000 and we can feed these kids that won't get the meals during the week off of Thanksgiving break. I'm really so excited, and it brought me to tears telling my family about it. And I'm super excited to finally have not been scared and afraid to just jump out there and put myself on a ledge and see if I can get this done. I'm just so thankful for you guys, all the encouragement that I always get here, but I'm so excited to do this.
I'm proud of you for supporting your community and those families. That's the point. I'm thankful Ellie McIntyre taught us about blessing baskets. So we have a system and a strategy that we can choose to use in our local communities to be able to do that. And it's really important right now to be supporting our communities, and especially at the time where they can't get access to that food. So if you're wanting to pull off an event like this, whether it's you know, support 2 people or 200, you can download the playbook and watch the interview I did with Ellie around this at blessingbaskets.jamesdshaw.com. That's open to anybody. That's not behind an Inspire paywall. It's open to anyone. Blessingbaskets.jamesdshaw.com. So you can learn the play and run the play. Jessica, thank you so much. All right, let's get after it this morning. So I am in Dallas, by the way, today and tomorrow for ALC Clinic, which is really cool. The only thing is, can I find my way out of here? If you did not see my stories, you need to go on my Instagram stories and see the joyful experience I had last night trying to get out of the airport and to my hotel. It was a riot. So if I can figure out how to get out of here, I'm going to go hang out with the ALCs today and or the leadership from the offices today and ALCs tomorrow. And we're going to talk about excellence because that's what they're about. They're about excellence. And then I got Brad Stahlberg's new book, which is The Way to Excellence or The Way of Excellence. It comes out in January. Inspire members, you probably don't need to go rush and pre-order. I'll just leave it at that. If you're an Inspire member, you probably don't need to drop everything you're doing and pre-order. Just relax. But as I've been going through this early edition, I'm blown away because he's talking about what is excellence. I asked you the question inside Pivot this morning. What is excellence? Great answers so far. I encourage you to go in and answer. Here's what Brad says. Brad says, it's an ongoing process of growth and becoming that inspires life with meaning and vigor. He says it emerges from involved engagement in something worthwhile that supports your values and your goals. Excellence combines mastery and mattering. It's not something that's out of reach, but rather it is your birthright a core part of your nature. And then he goes on, I love it. He says, excellence is one of the most authentic and human experiences there is, and it must be earned. And then he breaks down what excellence is not. And as I read through this, there was one that stuck out for me that I sometimes think is excellence. Like when I do this, then I'm living in this world of excellence. And he says, excellence is not that. Now, I'm going to read them to you, and I'm curious which one stands out to you. Which one of these things you sometimes think is excellence when it's not? He gives 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that excellence is not. Number one, excellence is not perfectionism. He says, excellence means picking and choosing what really matters, giving those pursuits your all, and letting others go. And excellence also realizes that every masterpiece begins as a rough draft, that every story of enduring progress contains highs and lows. Now, just let me know in the chat if you identify with any of these. Excellence is not perfectionism. Number two, excellence is not obsession. He says, no doubt excellence requires hard work. It demands commitment, persistence, and dedication, but it also includes periods of rest and renewal. It acknowledges the value of stepping away, even and perhaps especially when doing so is hard. Obsession results in burning bright, then burning out. Excellence is about consistency over time to create extraordinary work and an extraordinary life. Excellence is not obsession. Number three, this is the one that I was like, that's me. Excellence is not optimization. He says, optimization lends itself to predictability and efficiency, working like a machine. Excellence requires curiosity and exploration. Number four, excellence is not happiness. He says, when excellence reaches its zenith, the associated feelings are more like satisfaction, vitality, and love. He says that when I asked hundreds of people how they felt when they were at their best, no one replied happy. Some said happiness came later on, but it was never the main thing. And then finally, he says, excellence is not flow. He says, excellence is an elongated path that requires sustained and meaningful effort. Excellence may include moments of flow, but it encompasses so much more. Attributes such as caring, discipline, patience, prioritization, ritual, routine, rest, renewal, resilience, and gumption. He goes into a lot more, and you can see why I'm excited about the book, and again, why Inspire members, I just decided that you don't need to go out and order it. You just don't need to probably do that. But I'm curious what is speaking to you from what Brad is saying. This book comes out in late January, as he defines what excellence is and what excellence isn't, and you think about it in the perspective of your life, your world, and your business. Nick Alvarez, start us off. Good morning.
The one I related to was, it's not perfectionism, because that is me. My coach gives me a challenge, and if I don't hit it nail on the head, I get all bent out of shape and get anxiety and all the things. But something my coach said to me recently is that no one ever beat themselves up to success. So that's what I got.
It's the truth. And we do it all the time, by the way. We beat ourselves up. We're hardening ourselves. That's the perfectionism thing, I think, coming in. And we can't be successful if that's going to be our mentality. Nick, thank you. Great perspective. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, James. This resonates, the fifth one that you said, the excellence is not the flow, it's a long path. And that is our business, right? It's the ups and downs. And that word gumption, I love that word gumption. And it's on that movie, I think, in The Holiday. And the resilience, because we all, every day, if we don't have the gumption, the resilience to pick ourselves up, put our big girl, big boy pants on, get back at it. Don't, you know, what do you always say? Don't be emotionally attached to the outcome, you know, look at the process. And it's all about the ups and downs. So I'm really excited when this book comes out.
We learned it from Brad. Brad's the one that introduced process focus to us and kind of detaching ourselves from outcomes. I'm going to post something about that on my IG a little bit later today about the importance of focusing on a process and trusting the outcome will show up. Kathleen, thank you. Josephine, good morning.
Good morning. Number one resonates with me. In my head, when I'm doing the 30-point system, I hear your voice saying that even if you don't do 30 points, still do something. Get 1% better than yesterday. Progress, not perfection. Because I used to be where I had to have it all done right and done right away. But then you're so disappointed when you don't hit that goal or you don't get what you expected. So I think if you just take it slow and use the compound effect and do a little bit each day, it accumulates to a lot at the end.
I mean, our ability to put in effort and apply energy to something varies from day to day based on whatever is going on. How much sleep did you get? What's your schedule look like what is available to you? And so whether you get 30 points a day or not, and the Inspire members, you know, we're talking about the tracker system that we learned from Brittany McAllister. Whether you get 30 points a day is irrelevant. I don't actually care if you get 30 points a day. That's a target for you to shoot for. But are you doing something that's giving you momentum and moving it forward? And the great thing about that system is there is no right answer. The answer is the right answer. Whatever strategy you pick is the right strategy. However many points you got or earned was the right number of points for you that day. And it's about stacking up wins. Sure, the goal is to get to 30 on a regular basis, but I would argue that if anyone is getting to 30 on a regular basis, are you really succeeding? Like, is there another area or issue or challenge that's coming up in your world that you need to think about? Just something to think about. Jess Starr, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I think not having everything be perfect is okay. Perfectly imperfect is okay too. And I was just thinking about Jessica's goal of the $9,000, which is awesome. But I also want to tell her that if you feed just one kid over break, you're winning too. And that perfectionism can be sometimes the killer in our mind because we feel like, you know, we failed if we haven't done something. And like just helping, I was talking to another friend in the pivot group that was having a hard time with a bunch of stuff last week or the week before. And I said to her, it was actually Anne. I'm like, if you just help one starfish out in this starfish story, if we can remember that story, you help just one of those starfish out, it will matter to that one starfish. It does not matter that you have to help the entire beach. You're making an impact for just one person. And so I think sometimes we're really hard on ourselves with, you know, trying to get everything and trying to do everything right. And our influence and our impact can be so great, even if it's just one. So don't misjudge, you know, what you can do for just one person. And that one person can actually spiral out to thousands more. We may not realize that as well. I think just affecting one person can go out so much further than you know.
True story, Jess. Thank you. Appreciate you. I have another book recommendation for you too. I will text you as soon as this call is over. Elaine, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So when you started talking about excellence, it reminded me of, I'm taking a sports psychology class. And when you say excellence, that is your ego telling you what is excellence. And this in the sports psychology class, the teacher is teaching us that if you take a flower pot, the actual flower pot, and you have the flowers growing out of it, you growing is the flower. You're the flower, you're growing, you're making yourself, but that pot is the same size. And that's your self in safety. And that safe pot, you want to expand because you're comfortable in the small. And when you're trying to be excellent, 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 all you're doing, you want to be safe in that excellent. But you, in order to grow, you have to expand your actual comfort level and make your pot bigger. And so don't just think of the ego. Don't be so caught up in yourself. Jess is completely right. We're always so hard on ourselves. Don't be hard on yourself. Get rid of that ego and let yourself grow and expand your comfort level. You will never be excellent. There's no such thing. So go be excellent.
There's a conversation we can have around standards. Like, what are your standards and what do you hold yourself to and what's important to you? And then also there's a conversation around grace inside of those things and just understanding the difference between the two. Thank you. Barb Whitney, good morning.
Good morning. So James, I'm going to ask you a small favor.
Yeah.
Can you reread the one about obsession? Because you read it. It rung in my ears, but then of course, with everything else, I forgot.
He says, no doubt excellence requires hard work. It demands commitment, persistence, and dedication. It includes periods of rest and renewal. It acknowledges the value of stepping away, even and perhaps especially when doing so is hard. Obsession results in burning bright, then burning out. But excellence is about consistency over time to create extraordinary work and an extraordinary life, Barb.
And I want to thank you so much for that, because that's something I do, is the burn bright and then burn out. And I want to thank you again for everything that you give to us. It's made me step back and take a look at what I've done in the past and what I need to change. So I've got to stop obsessing about things so much and get more focused and stay consistent, because everything that you've told us about consistency consistency without value is annoying. And value without consistency is
anonymous.
Yeah. And I've been anonymous for too long. So that is what I'm getting into. So thank you so much for this.
Yep. We got to have rest and renewal. We got to have it. I mean, that's why if you work for me on my team, we don't have, and I'm hiring right now, and I was trying to explain this to a candidate. We don't have PTO. We don't have paid time off. You just take it and you still get paid. But I'm not tracking a number of days because I don't know how much rest and renewal you need. I don't know what's going to work for you. We don't have hours because I don't know what hours you want to work. And we seem to be getting it done and the team seems to be pretty happy. And then I have committed time off, right? So our last call of the year is December 19th and we won't be back until January 5th. And so we're closed, and it's air quotes closed because we're never really closed, but we're closed during that time. We have no calls the entire week of Thanksgiving. We'll have no calls the entire week of 4th of July. We step back, and I as the leader have to encourage rest and renewal, which means I have to take it too. You must rest and renew. Now,
absolutely.
When you're working, you have to be on purpose with purpose. That's the other part. So when you're going to come in and work.
Good morning.
Good morning. It would be really cool if you chose to be present on this call too, if you're on it. I would love that. That if you're taking the time out to be on, be here and pay attention and take notes and participate. But when you are working, be purposeful about your work and your strategy and what play you're running, so that then you can freely rest and relax without the guilt associated with stepping away. I don't know, just a thought.
I'm so glad that was recorded. I'm going to be listening to that over and over.
I hope it was nice.
It was amazing.
Janine Garcia, you get the last word. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I think excellence is in the way of life. From the time to wake, you wake up, from the time to meet, you go to bed, and what you leave behind. You're always thinking, I want to be this, I want to do perfect. No, I don't think anybody gets everything perfect. And as long as you're shooting for excellence, then you're going to leave a legacy behind, and people will look up to you.
No doubt. Thank you, Janine. I appreciate it. Safe travels wherever you're going. Go be on purpose with purpose today. Let's ignore this perfectionism and obsession and all the things that come in. And know that excellence is your birthright. Brad says so right here. And know what it is and know what it isn't. I'm excited. We're going to, we'll unpack this a little bit more as we prepare for his official launch. And then Inspire members, Brad's actually joining us on launch day. He's doing an Inspire call with us the day the book comes out. So I'm super excited about that. That'll be really cool. And then check your mailbox in January, Inspire members. So thank you. All right, that's it. I got to go. I got to go to ALC clinic if I can find my way out of this crazy airport. So you got the inspiration. Go put in the perspiration, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.